we present My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Title is My Music. The contestants, as ever, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden versus John Amis and Frank Muir. Each of the composer's names in this first round begins with a letter of the alphabet. All you have to do is work out which one. Or, Ian Wallace, in your case, the composer and the title. In short, please, whose concerto for what?
John Amis has that look of a man who knows.
Yes. Watch out, Ian.
Yes.
Well, oh, that's gamesmanship, if you like.
No, it's really, it's a great kindness, as those who know will know. Right. Any ideas, Ian?
First of all, what the concerto, for what instrument?
Yes, that's what John was trying to warn you about.
Yes, in other words, we haven't heard the instrument yet.
That's right, yes.
Probably a piano concerto.
Amazement. A look of amazement across my face.
We're more likely to go to the other instruments a little later in the round. I think they'd start off dear old Wallace with a piano.
His second piano concerto in B flat, major, opus 83.
B flat. That's a letter of the alphabet, B.
And it's the composer's initial as well.
Is it?
Yes. I can't give you any more help.
No, I think I knew it.
I say it.
I think it's Brahms.
Yes, Brahms. It comes from Brahms' Piano Concerto number 2. Do you think one? Mark?
I think probably one, because there was a little bit of help.
No.
Yes. Well, it's
since it's from your friends.
Since it's out of one, it's half a mark, then, isn't it?
Yes. Half well, a mark. I would settle for that.
Dennis, how many players are there in this duet? No, I'll start again. Sorry. How many players are there in this piece by Paganini? Listen.
Be careful.
How many players?
Well, I was trying to wonder, could he have done that all in one go? Could he? Yeah. In which case, there were two players.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Yes?
No. John.
No, only one. Why do you say there were two?
He wasn't playing the piano as well, was he?
No.
Wasn't there a piano?
No. Honestly.
That's why I said be careful.
I was going to be so smug there.
Weren't you? Yeah.
Oh, then I will go back to square one, yes.
There was one player there. It was Yehudi Menuhin playing a piece by Paganini, playing with the bow and pizzicato at the same time. Playing,
oh, I must have been for television, yeah.
doing the pizzicato notes with the odd spare fingers of his left hand, all very complicated.
And then Stefan Grappelli played it afterwards. Yeah.
So I can't give you the mark there, can I?
No.
Wrong. John, a name, please, and a number for this.
It was written for a film, one of Ken Russell's.
Yes, go on.
You want a number?
Yes.
Two.
Is that the second film Ken Russell ever made?
No.
No.
It's the second symphony by Gustav Mahler.
That's right. And the name, the nickname, as it were, for the symphony?
The Resurrection.
Resurrection Symphony of 1894, yes. Mahler's second symphony from the opening there. Mark to you, Frank. You're getting very good at identifying music, and I think all you'll need to hear of this next orchestral piece is just one musician's part out of the whole orchestra. Here's the question, then. When Walter Lear is playing this, what are all the other musicians playing? There's a girl in the front row trying to mime it to you.
They're not playing anything. They're being absolutely quiet.
Ah, well, there. But normally they
would
be
playing... Well, that's what you
ask. Oh, come on. Millard, I submit.
Yes. No, he plays...
Sugar Plum Fury.
Sugar Plum Fury, yes. That's right. Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from the Nutcracker Suite. Bit of help, half a mark, I think, there, out of one. Chance here to pick up 3 marks on each side, because this is the piano medley. Pens and paper ready. Half a mark per correct title, and the first medley for Ian and Dennis.
Could I have another pot of tea, please?
That sort of playing. Dennis, you must have got the first two anyway.
The Cuckoo in the Clock.
Yes.
Then Oh My Lovin'.
Yes, the Beatles song. Then came. You both got this, I'm sure.
You've got.
I've got my old Kentucky Home. That's the only one I've got. Yes.
Then one that I thought you would get, Ian. But
I didn't get that.
What
one.
Was that? Katari. Katari.
Yes.
Didn't
that
get that one. Then next one.
Next one, Dennis. There's another bit of the...
I've got the other one.
You may have different
beautiful
titles
Moonlight
for the next
Madonna.
One. Moonlight Madonna, yes. Or its other name, its original name.
Oh, that's something about the Linden.
No, later on. No, that's the next tune. Moonlight Madonna was also a poem by Fibich. Anyway, Moonlight Madonna is fair enough. And then the last one.
The Linden
Tree. Under the Linden Tree, yes. 5 out of 6, 2.5 marks out of 3. Good. And another medley. Frank's pen travelling rapidly over the paper and I haven't even started playing yet. Second medley
always
for...
Puts his name at the top, Frank Muir, my music.
London, England, the world, the universe. Yes, that's right.
Age 55.
Anyway, here's the medley for John and Frank.
Two, I think.
Is that the end?
After that, a still lemonade and a biscuit, I think.
I've never heard that one.
Right, how did you get on? What's the first one, John?
Dum-ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum.
No, it's that, but what's it called?
it's called that one that goes pum ba dum bum ba da da.
Yes.
Franz Liszt, or yes, as Victor Borger calls him, Flist.
Flist, right, yes.
Piano Concerto number 1 in E-flat.
Only there it was in B, for reasons of the medley, yes? You get the mark. Then came...
Anvil Chorus.
Thank you, yes. Then...
Well, we didn't have a... We didn't hear a number 3.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum.
Hokey Hokey.
No, you're too late. You didn't get it down, though, did you?
Well, not in a sense, but it was...
It got me down, I can tell you. Correct title, though nobody knows this, the Cokey Cokey is the correct title. Hokey Pokey and so on is all wrong. It's the Cokey Cokey.
Well, we wouldn't have won anyway.
No, no. Then came...
I thought it was a Road to Mandalay.
It was, yes.
Was it?
When I play a tune, it stays played. But it was the Road to Mandalay. Then came...
It's a great big shame.
Stop him, somebody. Yes.
And if she belonged to me.
And finally?
It's Estrelita.
No. By no means.
Isn't it when you come to the... Well, it's no, really no. Rude words. Don't you come to the... of a perfect...
You don't want that
guzzle. Come over your partner, Mr. Muir.
What?
Not Estrelita. No, that's... Da-dee-da-da-da-da-da-dee-dong.
Oh, then it's when you come to the end of a perfect day.
A perfect day, but your second choice. Do we give it to them?
Yes.
Think? Yes, right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2.5 marks out of 3. Opera. I say it again. Opera.
Opera.
Very good.
Oh, no. I want to note, Steve, that said excused arias.
The question, Ian, to you is which opera?
Mozart.
Yes.
Così fan tutte.
Yes. First performed in Vienna in 1790, and it gets you a mark. Dennis, here's...
I don't know.
But I think you will. Listen first to a charming trio, Dennis, from that opera.
Yeah, I'm always aware that I put on a listening face at such a moment. I reserve it for my music and sunsets.
Quote, "This opera is iridescent like a glorious soap bubble," wrote a professor at Princeton in the 1930s, taking a rest from sums, which were his main preoccupation. Any idea who he was?
Peter Pears.
I was going to say, yeah.
Soap bubble, no.
Well, the only 1930s chap who was very good at sums and was a professor that I know was Einstein.
Albert Einstein gets you a mark, yes.
Oh, well, that shows my knowledge of music.
There's a story which John will know and Ian will know, but perhaps you don't, then. It's about Einstein, who used to practice sonatas with Rubinstein. Einstein played a sort of slightly indifferent fiddle. Rubinstein played the piano. And somebody once heard them practicing, and Einstein missed a beat or something, and Rubinstein said to him, "Oh, Albert, can't you count?" Rather sweet.
I'm John. Working on a musical story, actually, about one of these greats that you don't know.
Ah.
Next to you. No, I was coming. Somebody told me that Mozart, the am I right that Mozart was a child prodigy? Was he?
Yes, oh yes, very much so, yes.
That a young man came up to him and said, I want to leave school and write music, compose music. What do you think I should do? Because my parents don't want me to. And Mozart said, don't. And he said, but you did. He said, yes, but I didn't ask.
Yes. John, another melodious moment for you from Così fan tutti. Singer. John, what's the full correct title of this opera?
You mean you want the alternative?
Well, the full name in Italian or English.
Così fan tutti. Ossia something rather.
Thus do all, or the school for lovers.
Yes, La Scuola dell'Amante.
Dell'Amante, yes, that's right. You more or less got it. It's only a mark at stake, so we'll give you a mark, I think, for that. Frank, this is one of Mozart's seduction scenes.
Ooh.
Perché batte, batte, batte qui?
Si vuoi forza, forza, forza lì?
Perché batte, batte, batte qui?
Frank, what part does a magnet play in the story?
Lady had metal buttons.
Might have done, actually.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, yes. I want to know.
Answer for him, John.
It's just after the time of Dr. Mesmer, and Despina dresses up as somebody and brings a magnet on, and she tries to revise these two chaps who have dressed up as Albanians and taken poison.
Yes.
This is the antidote.
I preferred Frank's answer, but then I always do.
Depolarizing.
Mark to Frank. You'll recall that we spent little time not long ago trying to find a suitable signature tune for the cheese industry. And the listener who later suggested Nina, Fromage and Tina wants to know why the Forestry Commission shouldn't have a tune of its own. He's made one or two preliminary suggestions that I might pass on later. Meanwhile, Ian, a go, please. A signature tune for the Forestry Commission.
Oh, dear.
And you're allowed the obvious one if you want it.
The obvious one.
Yes.
Good gracious.
Forestry.
It was Woodman Spare That Tree, I suppose you were thinking of.
I wasn't, but Dennis was. I should think.
Underneath the Larches.
Underneath the Larches. Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Or,
another.
Get Me to the Birch on Time.
On that basis.
Don't do it. All of them would be sung by Twiggy, if I
Yeah. Dennis, is there anything left for you?
I thought of a good tune for a squirrel, which would be I Was Born in a Trunk.
That's so sweet.
I like that. yes, I got plenty of nothing. I got, on the actual subject, plant a yellow rowan round the old oak tree.
Good. I like the squirrel. I Was Born in a Trunk. I think that's lovely. John, any ideas? The Forestry Commission?
I was so busy writing. Did somebody mention trees?
No, that's the obvious one I had in mind for Ian, but he didn't.
Sorry, did I spoil that joke?
Trees would do nicely, actually. Frank,
Joyce Kelmer, who wrote the words, was a man.
Another, from you, a signature tune, please.
Well, what's the question?
I'm not surprised you should ask.
But you know that helpful remark that that John winged across to Ian, be careful, with what was the worst helpful remark I met was a stage director who, just before the actor was going to go on, said, watch those little mannerisms.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Lovely thing to say to a public speaker, too, an after dinner speaker. Marvellous. Yes.
Knowing my mannerisms. What
we were talking about a signature tune for the Forestry Commission.
Yes, well, I'd written Fur, He's a Jolly Good Fella. and then I thought, really and truly, anything by Bach.
And Mr. Jack Durham, who suggested the idea, suggested we ought to have something from anything, in fact, from Oklahoma. Many suggestions. Oh, I did want to tell you, in one of our earlier programmes in this series, I quoted an old theatrical riddle. Why was Hayden Coffin, you remember the answer, because he gave his vest to Tilly. Well, a number of kind, and I think one might say mature listeners, have written to point out there was a sequel. When Vesta Tilly later married Sir Walter de Vries, the riddle was amended. Why did he give his vest to Tilly? The answer, because he didn't want the lady to freeze. Anyway, my thanks to all the listeners who gave that vest to Tilly sequel, including one of them, a regular listener of ours named Binnie Hale. Nice to know she listens. So to the closing round, the singing. And it's Dennis's turn first, with a bit of a middle bit from me, and then two marks for carrying on. Ready, Dennis?
As ready as I. Children dancing through fields of daisies with rosebuds in. And so on, rabbit with light hearted, we're all leaving today. And so we're all riding on a rainbow.
Yeah.
We used to sing songs like that, didn't we?
Yeah. Riding on a rainbow, yes. Two marks to you. John, you worry about remembering the words. I'll just worry about playing in the key of five sharps. Fickle is womankind, right?
La donna immobile, qual più malvento, muta d'accento e di pensiero, sembri un amabile, leggiadro il viso, in pianto e riso, e m'insegnero. La donna immobile, qual più malvento, muta d'accento. E di pensier, e di pensier,
e di pensier.
Two marks.
Do you know that that there was a lipstick company in America who ran a campaign, because I mustn't mention the name of the company, but they had a very famous lipstick that was sort of institutionalized because so many people bought it, and they cashed in on this. It was a kind of Rolls Royce of lipstick, and they had this campaign which had a big headline, Who Said Women Are Fickle? And they had to stop it because it was a great invitation to the graffiti experts who simply wrote underneath, Verdi.
And on two marks, of course, to John, and on to Frank. This song is about your mark, I think, Frank.
A thingamajig.
Yes.
Is that it? Umbrellas in. You and another work.
Just enjoying yourself.
Oh, your parasols, they may be small.
No, we've done that bit.
We came in on thingamajig, we go out on thingamajig as well, shall we?
I haven't done the chorus yet.
Oh, I don't know, I think you have.
Only umbrellas, two men.
No, God, let him sing, because otherwise...
All right. Ian, after that question about the Forestry Commission and John's answer, I can't resist asking you to favour us with trees.
Could you do that thinking? I think for you the key of C.
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed upon the sweet loving breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. That may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a
Nothing can follow trees except perhaps Hoagy Carmichael's immortal song, Sawdust. It's a victory this week by one mark for John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schrein. Oh.